So there he is. His ears are rather big in Hillary term 1951 when he's president of the union, Jeremy Thorpe, okay? And there announces him as Jeremy Thorpe. And then Sir Dingle Foote, okay? The ex-president here, later a colonial governor, and his father was a Liberal MP, and his brother, Michael Foote, was later leader of the Labour Party. Paul Foote, his son, was a far-left journalist. Jeremy Thorpe's friend, Robin Day, later Sir Robin Day, barrister, broadcaster, the first host of Question Time, long since dead, and so on. I'm not sure if, okay, Oleg Kerensky, son of the last prime minister of Russia before communism, the William Rees-Mogg, later Lord Rees-Mogg, and editor of the Times, and so on. Nobody else would have heard of apart from, yeah, I was just saying, here's Asa Briggs, later head of Worcester College, an academic administrator, a chap who was here in the Second World War, did, was it classics here and economics at the University of London at the same time, and got first class degrees in both, okay? Then if we see down here, look at Trinity term 1951, and in the middle, okay, William Rees-Mogg, he's president, and beside him, Sir David Maxwell Fyfe, who was Home Secretary, Conservative politician, Sir Robin Day, member of the Liberal Party, who never stood for public office. And is anybody else? Okay, Oleg Kerensky, who but for his father you wouldn't have heard of. And anyone else to talk that's worth talking about? Not really, apart from Jeremy Thorpe himself. Very clear image in this one of Jeremy Thorpe. So, and then he came up here in 1947, if I'm right. 1951 had he graduated. Did he even take 4 years for a three-year degree? I'm not sure. But then by 1952, I'm pretty sure he has gone. Yeah, you won't see Jeremy Thorpe here. Someone was a bit fixated with. So some are very well preserved. But look at this one from just afterwards. 1953 is largely ruined. I hope they got a copy of it somewhere. You see how the damp has got in on it. And the damp has got in on this one here as well. But that's Jeremy Thorpe during his time at Oxford. And they're missing some ones from just after the Second World War. See, there's Jeremy Thorpe. When Tony Benn was president of the Oxford Union Society, the debating society of Oxford University, but not directly controlled by the universities, no proctorial control. Asa Briggs, there is Asa Briggs of Worcester, Jeremy Thorpe, William Rees-Mogg, later a peer of the realm, and father of the Honourable Jacob Rees-Mogg. Oleg Kerensky, whom I've mentioned before, Sir Robin Day, whom I've mentioned before. And who was it? Joan Bakewell said that he used to somewhat ask her impertinent questions. And Asa Briggs again. So the usual suspects. No females in these. Occasionally they had ladies as guests, even as speakers, but they couldn't join till 1963. So Sir Robin Day with those bottle-end glasses. Okay. So probably that's maybe enough about Jeremy Thorpe. Look how schoolboyish he is there during his time at Oxford University. And here he is outside in the Trinity, i.e. the summer term, a very clear image of him with rather oversized ears. That's enough about Jeremy Thorpe and his mate, Robin Day. And they're all real people just as alive as we are now in white tie, and William Rees-Mogg. Okay, I'll switch it off now.